On today's MVP Baseball Podcast, we discuss all the major MLB signings, including Bauer to the Dodgers. We also discuss the major trade that happened last night with Benintendi heading to Kansas City. We also discuss the incompetence yet again from Rob Manfred with the negotiations with the MLBPA. We also discuss the MLB taking juice out of the baseballs. But first,
without further ado, let's get it going.
This is MVP Baseball. I'm your host, Zayden, and I'm joined by two co-hosts, Jaime and Mason, no Carson, in this podcast.
Carson's getting eaten by alligators at the dock near his house.
Gotcha. All right, so we're going to start with the Trevor Bauer signing.
Disgusting.
we'll just start with Jaime then.
Okay, let me go first as a Dodgers hater enthusiast. I think this is like a top three shittiest signings in the last like 3 years. Fucking next to Zach Wheeler's contract at the time, and James McCann. This fucking signing is so bad. What, am I internet good?
Yes.
Okay, okay, so let's the point of perspective. Trevor Bauer's getting paid.
He's paid
like $85 million the first 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's put this perspective right here. The Padres, the entire rotation, even with Max Scherzer, if you put his contract in there, it's like barely $39 million. Trevor Bauer deserved like $10 million top. $15 million tops, but fucking, but since he got Mickey Mouse Cy Young, they're giving fucking $40 million. And of course, the now that they gave him $4, this raises a new question with Kershaw's contract and David Price's contract. David Price, the White Sox, my prediction. You guys want to go now?
That would you say?
Their price of the White Sox. Their price of the White Sox.
Oh my God! Shut the hell up, man.
Mason,
yeah,
you
Mason, go ahead.
Well, talk about overpaying a half. That is.
It's like three. It's like three and a half overpays, actually.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. $45 million in 2022. He's making the same as Patrick Mahomes in that year, and that's just fucking stupid.
Actually, to put in perspective, he's making more money than Mike Trout. Obviously.
Well, I mean, Mahomes has the biggest contract in sports, I think, other than Messi, in American sports. But anyway, the fact that
Mahomes is actually good, he's young.
The fact that he tied it for 2022 is bullshit. I think he's the most overrated free agent in the history of baseball. I don't think that's a hot take. I think that's just true. Huh?
It's just a fact, actually. I would actually agree with that. It's a fact.
Yeah, because I think the way he played with the fans has part to do with it as well.
The a-hole part, where he was like, we just have the Mets.
Oh my God. Where he put a signed autographed hat on his website of the Mets. Like, what? That's such a dick move. Then he apologized, but I don't really give a shit because he's still a prick.
Okay. I got a question, but I want to let Zayden go.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know if Mason was done.
So are you done, Mason?
Go ahead and interrupt. I mean, you're good at that.
Yeah. I guess.
Okay, so I didn't interrupt. Okay, fuck you. Go.
Yeah, you interrupted.
You did. Fuck you.
Spit it out.
You know, I'm your D-backs fan, the piece of shit D-backs fan.
Yeah, I think he's just mad about the D-backs have to face the Dodgers.
With the Dodgers and the Padres, you guys are fucking...
Bauer would win Cy Young every year if he had to pitch against the D-backs every game.
Yeah, I mean, the D-backs make shitty pitchers look like fucking Cy Young award winners, so... It's just what they do. But that is very interesting. The D-backs are fucked. That whole division is fucked. I feel like the Padres are even fucked.
They're a second place team regardless.
Yeah, but they could be like the second best team in the fucking NL.
I think the Braves are better than the Padres.
Oh yeah, let's not talk about those shitty.
We're talking about that at the end.
Oh shit! All right, we're fucking hitting on those.
Look! What are they gonna do with Kershaw and Price's contracts? I'm not gonna say Jaden. I'm not gonna say that joke again. But seriously,
just getting a report that the Tigers about to sign Nomar Mazara, Sox legend.
Oh my god. Breaking news, guys. Beep, 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 beep. Hey, breaking news. No more Mazara.
All right, let's
okay.
go.
Okay, we're talking about how the MLBPA is a bunch of cucks.
We're going to talk about the signings for
decent signing. How much did they give him? Like less than $5 million? So it's not.
Yeah.
Who's your current third baseman? That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing we don't know. So he's not a bad player. He had like 1.5 good year, 2 years ago. But he's on the Mets, so he probably will get injured.
Jed Lowry 2.0.
Exactly. Fun fact, people, Jed Lowry has like a 9 durability rating on MLB The Show. That's all to say about it, but all right, signing.
Well, right, didn't Mason, get him for ahead. Much, so I guess it was all right deal, but I don't see him as anything more than bench/platoon. And pinch runner.
Remember Mason? He had like half a good year, like 2 years ago.
Well, didn't he have what in his OPS like 750 or something that year? I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, you're done. All right. Mets fans, you know, probably fucking.
Steve Carson's not here to Steve defend Betty that Cohen, shitty get fan Matt Chapman. Base. We have Matt
they
Chapman.
They think they're going to get fucking Matt Jonathan. Chapman now.
Matt Chapman at home.
Oh, yeah. Why did they get VR? They're in talks with we can say that for later with the Cubs, though.
All right, see what the hell we wanted to. I guess we'll talk about fucking these are smaller signings. Jake McGee to the Giants.
Who? I'm thinking to say Jonathan Scope.
Is Mason here?
I'm thinking to say Jonathan Scope, but what? No.
No,
I heard about it. Last year he did kind of good, but it was 2020, so he'll probably fall off a cliff. Plus, he's going to the Giants.
Watson did pretty good on the Giants.
Is Mason here?
Guys, the Pirates signed the Cubs' daddy, Tony Walter.
Pirates strong, or something. That bitch, his name is. When the pirate, when the entire MLB is the Pirates.
I mean, he did good last year, but again, it's 2020. He's like, who's the guy from the White Sox that Zayden was like, oh, he's awesome, but now that he left, he's like, oh, this guy sucks. Carlos Rondon, what his name is.
Carlos Rodon's on.
Who you talking about again? I forgot what his name was. No, not him. James, well, yeah, him too. You're like, oh, he's so good. I mean, that's the mess. You're like, this guy sucks.
He was damn good.
But now they left, they're like, oh, he sucks. He sucks. You suck too.
No. You're a cunt. So Jake McGee. Like,
I mean, I already said my piece. Or... like, as of now, it's actually not a bad signing. But again, it's 2020. Did anyone else want to say anything?
All right, Mason. I think. Actually, no. You said enough about Jake McGee. Mason, talk about Trevor
Wilson. He ain't that great of a pitcher, but I feel like one of those low risk, high reward deals pretty much our entire offseason, except for Peterson. But 2.5 million for 1 year. So I don't know if he should make that much, maybe a little less, but ain't gonna. I don't know. It's okay. That's all I'll say. There ain't much else to say. It's not that great, but who knows? You just have to see if he does well.
All right. I guess we'll talk about fucking
We're talking about the Fowler trade, actually.
That's not even that big.
Hey, it was funny. It was funny.
All right, I'm going to talk about Nunez
for a minute. Is he a third baseman from Baltimore?
I think he's...
Yeah, but he's on Baltimore, isn't he?
I think he's a little bit on the range.
What? Guys, big news. Big news right now. Breaking news. So, the Blue Jays designate Derek Fisher.
Damn it.
Okay, keep going. All right, Renato Nunez, not that. I think it's a good signing for them with the stage that they're at in this, if they're rebuilding. So, yeah, there's nothing that needs to be said about that. Fuck. Andrews to the A's and Davis to the Rangers.
What a dog shit trade, honestly.
All right, go ahead, Jaime.
I'm gonna do my my fleece counter top 10 5 fleece of the offseason. Well, no, actually, believe it or not, Mason, the Yu Darvish trade on my top 5 list is actually number 3. The recent Andrews and the Chris Davis trade, that's like it's on number 2 right now, next to the Arenado trade. We're Carlos fans. We're quirky. We like Goldenado.
Number 1 is Trevor Bauer fleecing the Dodgers.
Actually, yeah, okay, never mind. The Yu Darvish fleece at number 4 now. Okay, so let's just get right. Let's just get into it. Let's get right into the news. It was Chris Davis and Elvis Andrews. I forgot what else the A's got, but Davis could bounce back potentially. Oh my God. Now he's here.
Yeah.
Now he's here.
The late comer.
All right, don't fucking.
Yeah, let me look up what they got in the trade.
Do I sound weird? Or...
Holy hell!
What? All right,
Nathan, you go. Okay, here's the guy. Let's see. Keep going.
Hayden, shut up.
Just joking. No, but the Rangers sent the Athletics nearly $14 million in cash for some reason. Aramis Garcia, if I said his name right. And let's see, the Rangers.
Aramis.
And the Athletics got Andrews Aramis. And the Rangers got Chris Davis, Jonah Heim, if I'm saying that right, and a right-handed pitcher, Dane Hector. So I'm not sure. I think the Rangers got fleeced because they're getting Chris Davis, who's like, what, 35?
No, he's 33.
Okay, so
also, did you say
not
fleeced? Hold on, what?
The Rangers? What?
How did the Rangers get fleeced? Yeah. They got rid of Anderson's shitty contract.
By the way, let me see my notes again. Okay. The Athletics got fleeced. I misread that. Okay,
your notes,
Athletics.
You didn't write notes. Fuck off.
Yeah, I have a Google Doc. Want me to send it to you? I also have plans to burn down your house. Oh.
Such a dick.
How much was Andrews even being paid, though? That's actually the idea.
And you make him like 40 or like.
You about to say 40 million.
Well, I was thinking for the last, like, for a 3-year span, he's making like 40
year,
million. Or something.
120, I don't know. All the way to 20.
He used to be good, but.
I don't think he was ever really that good.
Yeah, he never really was. He's so overrated.
He had like 2 good years, like when the Rangers were good. That's
not even really good.
Like in what 2000? Like in 2011?
Yeah, when they got shown by David Freeze. Cardinals fan moment. One of the most overrated players ever, David Freeze.
He was randomly elite. All right,
let's go. Come on. Let's stay on the cast.
Hey, does my mic? Do I sound good or do I sound like weird?
Sound fine. A second until your mic starts beeping.
To the viewers or to the listeners, Carson has
our fourth co-host.
No, I haven't.
The second best co-host. Next, I'm first, and Mason's third.
Fucker. I mean, you're the worst because you have the shittiest internet.
Nope.
All right. Andrews trade.
Didn't I already speak about it?
Go ahead.
He did say something like that.
I mean, you said like you were kind of.
It's a top 5 fleece of the offseason so far.
It's kind of a stupid thing for the A's to do, considering they said they couldn't. They couldn't afford Semien's contract to Semien, but now they're taking in 2 years of Andrus, where he'd be making more.
How old is Andrews?
Is he like in his 30s, like nearly mid 30s?
Something like that.
No, sorry.
Davis can bounce back for sure, so I think it's very good.
He still has somewhat value as a power hitter, obviously. So,
I think that's a good trade for the Rangers, and not sure what the A's were thinking.
Bro, the Rangers got the new Nelson Cruz.
I mean, all the Sox fans thought they were going to get him, but, you know. All
right. Carson, go.
Okay.
I'm tired of this bull fuckery.
So, I don't really know which team got fleeced or lost the trade. I'd say it's a pretty even trade, but.
Did you send your account that the Athletics got fleeced? Did you send your Instagram account?
Yeah, I think they might have. I honestly don't know. I've looked deeper at it. It might be like even. It's just stupid.
Look.
I don't know how. Maybe if the A's did a
salary dump with Chris Davis, it could have been like all right, but they got Andrews.
And they trade within the division.
Yeah.
Even though the Rangers aren't
2,000 OPS against the Athletics now.
Anyways, I think Chris Davis might bounce back since he's going to be in a hitter's park. Just keep him away from the outfield. Keep him at DH.
Congrats, Randy. You have your new Nelson Cruz. Yeah.
Yes. That's all I have to say. Athletics lost.
I guess I'll just say this is one of those, like, what the fuck?
That's what Carson said.
That was
I honestly don't see a point for either team.
Well,
equally shit trade.
All right, I mean, No.
Go ahead.
Because the Rangers got rid of Elvis's contract, and the A's gave him like $13.5 million. So
I'll be right back. Hold on.
We don't need to fucking leave. I'm gonna
change his name or something like that.
You fucking shenanigans! Goddamn, I'm trying to record a podcast. Fucking worry about changing his name.
All right. They honestly, the Rangers, honestly, not the Rangers. The Athletics should honestly spent that money on, like, you know, other pieces around the team, or, you know, what was his name again? Simeon.
They said they couldn't afford a one-year, $18 million deal to him. Yeah.
Or Liam Hendricks.
That's literally the Phillies thing. It's like a couple months ago, they're like, we can't resign JT, and they resigned JT. It's like, what happened? But getting back on track. Getting back on track. Next story. Or who's gonna go? If we're putting this on YouTube, can I put that meme I made where, like, it shows SpongeBob bowing down to a Molina poster?
Don't fuck with me. You're just like, if we're putting this on YouTube, well, first of all, you ain't gonna fucking put it on YouTube.
Send me the audio files. Send me the audio files. Okay, but, okay, do I go first on this Molina signing?
Yeah, you always go first, you fucking
Ape. So Molina signing, I mean, he's like at this point, he's like a average to below average fielder. He can't really hit. He's slow. It's Albert Pujols without the insane contract. So what happens now? I'm gonna say Molina probably breaks his arm like framing a pitch, and then he retires.
Damn it, Jaime.
Was that rude? It's not rude. His G war will probably be like -3, and he'll complain that he didn't make the finalists for Gold Glove, or because his name is Yadier.
Can't believe you tried to make that argument. That was a dumb thing. Well, also another overpay. Molina.
How much was the
9? $9 million for a catcher who's barely top 15 or 20. Yeah, it's an overpay. He doesn't deserve $9 fucking million. I don't know how desperate the Cardinals need to be to get him back to pay him $9 million, but Jesus. What a pathetic move.
So what do you say, Mason?
And time is gone.
I'm right here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here, Jaime. All right.
Can I say this real quick?
I mean, hold on. I'm going to talk about Molina.
Okay. Mason, bring them with that.
All right, so we're talking about Molina. Jaime, what do you want to say about Molina?
Oh, I said that he, offensively wise, he didn't do that great last year, but he's projected to have an on-base of, like, .299. And his OPS will be, like, .700. So, yeah, not really much offense. And he's getting old. So obviously,
first of all,
downgrade.
first of all, projections don't matter. Second of all, we already know Molina sucks. So
it's a projection. It's like a...
projections are shit.
Okay, whatever. So let's see. I thought that actually that's all to say. Terrible signing.
All right.
Who are the other catchers in the market? It's like, I'm sorry to interrupt, but who are the other catchers in the market? Like, could have been someone better.
JT?
JT signed already. Fucking idiot.
I know! I thought you were talking about who were on the market, you fucking asshole.
I mean, like other than Molina, as of now.
They obviously just signed Molina because they fucking love the guy to death.
Yeah, it's more of a fucking PR move, really.
All right, we're done with that. I mean, you want to talk about fucking Ohtani, right?
Ohtani?
Yeah, you want to talk about how overrated he is?
I mean, he is, like...
Ohtani.
Ohtani-san. Big fly, Ohtani-san. Oh, please, Ohtani-san, don't do that to me. Oh.
I mean, we can just talk about it.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay, let me start. Ohtani, but like he's overrated. Maybe that's because people start calling him like the next Babe Ruth, even though he hasn't done a lot so far.
Except get injured.
His pitching kind of his pitching's and his injuries is fucked. That's really all to say. Like Tatis, he's overrated right now, but hey, like in 2 years, he'll be like the next face of baseball.
I'm sucking off
Tatis. Isn't he nearly 30? Have you ever tried Ohtani on the show? They always put him as pitcher, even though he's like an ERA of 6.
Is that what you gotta say?
Not wrong. Yeah, I would say overrated. All right, player.
Go ahead, next.
He did really bad last year.
Well, before we start calling him the next Babe Ruth, I think he should be able to play a full season without getting injured. Anyway, what was the extension in 2 year? What?
8.5, I think.
It was a 2 year, $16 million. Oh, 8.5, 8.5, yeah.
Big difference, huh?
Sorry.
Hitting-wise, he's definitely worth more than that, but I think they're going to try to be pitching him a lot more.
Just make him a hitter.
Yeah.
I don't think he needs to pitch.
I mean, with the Angels' rotation, what other choices do they have?
Yeah, but he can't just make a fucking glass. I mean,
well,
he's not wrong. When Dylan Bundy's your best pitcher, you have a problem.
I think he's got...
How about this? He needs to fucking pick one and stick to it.
He's better at hitting right now.
He's fucking Superman. Just fucking pick something. Like, Jesus Christ.
I think two-way players are cool.
Yeah, but how often they fucking...
Yeah, but he's so lucky.
Huh?
Well, that depends if you don't blow your arm out.
Where the hell did you come from?
Really easily. I was eating dinner.
Can you not just like step in and talk? Could you at least say, I'm arrived? Like, you just like fucking come out of fucking left field. Like, Jesus.
Oh, hey, Zayden, I've arrived.
All right. What the fuck were you talking? Oh, yeah. So you want Ohtani to keep hitting and pitching?
I think.
He seems better off with it. He's less likely to blow his arm out. Okay, sorry, Mason, but ego.
He's got high strikeout numbers, and he's definitely got potential with pitching, but nothing has shown up yet, and I think time is running out for him to prove he can do both and be good at it. Otherwise, he's just going to have to stick to hitting.
Didn't he blow his arm just by pitching alone? He had to miss like a whole year.
I think a lot of the people that come from overseas usually get Tommy John.
It's like, feels like the fucking MLB markets him more than they market Trout. Like,
yeah,
it's because he's a two-way player. He's like Babe Ruth, even though Babe Ruth can hit 50 home runs in a season and have a FIP under 2.9. But whatever.
Damn it!
God damn. All right, Carson, you got anything to say about that?
I like it, but I like two-way players. I think they're cool. Just that, yeah, I guess you kind of have to worry about.
Guess he got in there to hear me say that.
They're cool. Yeah, they're cool. I mean, people think fucking
I agree with Mason, cool, basically.
But you guys fucking hate him.
Huh?
I like Tatis, but I'll admit he's overrated.
Like, just because it's cool doesn't mean it's good. Like
Tim Anderson's bat throws.
All the Padres fans, Padres bat flip, will be like, well, he's flashy, even though he makes, like, one good defensive play every 20 games.
All right,
You know, you guys know Padres champion.
I think we're done with that fucking story. Oh yeah, Ozuna. Back to the Braves. Let's see what's he making? 16.3. All right, Jaime, go ahead.
Ozuna, I thought he was gonna go to an American League team because the MLB players associations are run by a bunch of incompetent clowns.
It's not the PA's fault, you fuckwit.
Well, fuck both of them.
The PA wanted the fucking universal DH.
Well, we should have just killed Brent Manfred right then and there. So, Zuno, we obviously knew he was good in Miami. Typical Cardinals fashion, he fell off a cliff like Goldschmidt in his first year. And he got good again the second he left St. Louis. It's like a tradition, like the D-back tradition or the Mets tradition.
Yep.
So I doubt. I think it's a somewhat of a good signing. I doubt he'll hit like that again, where he had like a 1,000 OPS. I think it's not a bad signing. But is he gonna? Well, is he gonna play? He has to play outfielder. Is he even good at defense?
No.
In 2019, I don't think he was that bad.
Marlins fans will be like, "Well, he won a Gold Glove before."
He's got the arm of a sixth grader.
Oh. It's like Lorenzo Cain, but like not as good as fielding.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think that's an accurate comparison. All
right. Anyway, what was it? 4 year, $88 million.
Yeah. No.
Four
year.
$65 million.
Oh, it was
a team option.
By that fake report of him going to the Rays. Remember that?
I'm surprised it wasn't Jeff Passan who said that.
Bob Nightingale.
Passan's good, you fuckwit.
No, not Passan. Rosenthal.
Nightingale, you mean?
Bob Nightingale.
Both of them. John Heyman.
John Heyman's. Anyway, 16.3 a year. I think that's a pretty good deal. I expected him to be asking for 20 to 25 a year, to be honest. But I think 16.3 is about fair for him. He didn't do that great in shit, Lewis, because nobody wants to play in that boring city. Then he leaves there, and then he breaks out. So, all expected. Let's move on.
Well, what are the odds that he actually plays like that again?
No. I'm not saying OPS. Like 1,000 OPS, but, you know, hell of a lot better than what he did in shit, Lewis.
Okay, then. Yes, Toria.
Carson.
Okay, so.
Where?
I want to say. As a Mets fan, it sucks because now he's going to be in the same division as us.
Sorry,
four more years. But anyway,
my sister's yelling at me. Sorry.
Should just sit outside. Anyways, it's a steal for $60 million because I thought he was going to, like Mason said, I thought he was going to get $25 million. But anyways, I don't think he'll repeat the same success. But But I think he'll like do, like I think he'll put up like a, I'd say an OPS around 901. But I don't see him being like a 40 homer guy.
Did you say 901?
Why didn't you just say 900?
I don't know. It could be anything.
901. Like what the?
Oh my god.
Hey, no, look, it's better than 900.
Fucking god.
Yeah, it's better than Ketel Marte's OPS.
All right. Okay, then.
Okay, good signing. Move on.
Cough, cough, PEDs.
Cough, cough, allocations.
Common sense.
Check out MLB Libres. $60 million is, like Carson said, I agree with him. It is a steal. Because you look at, what's his fat face? Fucking Semien got $18 million, right?
Yeah.
And he's not fat.
I think Semien slightly.
I think Ozuna's... Yeah, Ozuna's better than him. Ozuna is a solid... solid 901.
Damn it.
I could have sworn that's a number.
I see him being 850 to 950 next year. All right, next topic. Let's see, what the fuck? Dexter Fowler.
Billy Hamilton's going to the Indians.
I saw
wait, what?
Already, sir.
Billy Hamilton's going to the Indians.
Let's talk.
Breaking news.
Let's talk about Mason's favorite player, Albert Almora, going to the Mets. His favorite all-time player.
Mason only cracked how good he was. Too. All
right.
Okay, let's get back on topic, actually.
Yeah, we don't need fucking everybody to talk about Dexter Fowler.
I mean, he had a shit contract.
Okay, we don't even need to talk about Dexter Fowler. We could just talk about the post that the Cardinals made that they got traded immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Reunited.
That was so
five
funny.
Hours.
That was. And everyone seen this clip, the Simpsons clip where the grandpa walks in, he's like walks immediately back out.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
that's
the prospect
really what
the
happened.
Mets traded.
But Dexter Fowler had like 1.5 good years with the Cubs, and that's about it. That's a peak of his career.
I don't know if I'm wrong, but didn't he have like 100 weighted runs created? Like that's flat out average.
Yeah, Dexter Fowler. Anybody?
What for?
Like anything about this?
I mean, how much are they paying Fowler again? Like 5 years, $18 million?
Making like 80-something million over the course of 4 years.
Of course, he's probably a bounce back candidate since he's in St. Louis.
Yeah, going to get to play in nice California with Mike Trout.
Yeah, Angels. They're runner up for their guaranteed third place in that division.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that's it for him.
So, I don't know what's with the Angels, but I guess that they just love.
Stay with the Angels. Talk about fucking Alex Cobb.
Oh yeah.
Well, the Angels just love getting washed up outfielders like Justin Upton.
All right, Alex Cobb, go ahead.
Alex Cobb, disgusting. Alex Cobb, former Ray, he was good for like 4 years until a baseball got crushed into his skull.
That was painful.
Yeah,
90 miles per hour.
You could hear that if you watch the original clip, but he's kind of been he's been extremely downhill since. So who are you signing with again? The Angels.
That's where he did.
I thought you signed. This guy is a strong candidate because he's leaving. Not only he's leaving Baltimore, he's going to the Angels. So he'll have like a FIP of like 3.80, which is really good for the Angels. And that's about it.
Steve Wilkerson to pitch for him.
They should sign that kid from, what was that movie, Rookie of the Year?
Yeah. No, I think the Mets might need him more for that bullpen. Why do you think we DFA'd Cohen, Brad Brock?
Give him $1 billion for pitchers. 1 year.
Yep.
No, the way the Yankees just called, I'll give him $2 billion.
Okay, no, the Nationals called.
I mean, how much is he getting paid? He's getting paid like nearly $60 million if, for the whole contract. So how much is he getting? Do you know, Carson? Anybody?
15? I don't know.
15, no. It's like $15 million, I think. That's a lot for a guy who has a FIP of nearly 5 in the last 3 years.
Indians close to signing Billy Hamilton. MLB trade rumors makes that sound like it's a blockbuster sign.
I mean, we're talking about Alex Cobb, but, you know. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Breaking news. It's a bad trade. Who did you think Angels, though? Or who did you think the Orioles?
Oh, they sent Jamari Jones or something. I don't know. All
right, who's up next?
Something like that.
Jamai Jones. Like, isn't that a song? Like, there's. No, it's not.
He's a second baseman and pinch runner. He's 23 years old, so potential upside.
And better than Richie Martin.
Probably better than Jake Lamb.
God, Lamb did good when he got traded from the D-backs.
What, like 16
traded. Signed.
Yeah, signed. Because they cut his ass. Okay, he doesn't go now.
Wait, what?
Mason.
Oh. Alex Cobb.
Alex Cobb. Corn Cobb.
If you have anything to say.
Well.
Baseball.
I don't know what's with the Angels taking in these bad contracts lately, but this doesn't make sense to me.
Brother, 1-2 punch is Alex Cobb and Dylan Bundy. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, fuck the Angels.
Actually, Griffin Canning.
Oh my god.
Alright, Carson.
Okay, so first off, I just have to start with the Orioles side. Like, back in 2018, I have to question what Dan Duquette was even thinking when he gave out that big contract. There's a reason he was fired right after that season. But anyways, getting anything back for Alex Cobb is impressive, in my opinion, especially a top 10 prospect. Apparently the Angels think their infield defense can like fix him a bit since he's a ground ball pitcher.
Yeah, Anthony Mendoza to carry him.
That's all I have to say. I don't get what.
Right. According to the similarity scores on Baseball Reference, Alex Cobb's career is similar to Marcus Stroman.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Stroman's not going to be a Met for after this season.
All right.
He's going to sign for, like, the White Sox or something.
Where is Nick?
No, just no.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
Jake Mariznick?
Jake Mariznick.
Who says his name again? Can you say his name again, guys? Jake Mariznick.
Jake Mariznick.
How much did you get signed or whatever traded? I ain't trying anymore.
I think it was like $1.5 million. And I think there's a second year option for $4 million or a buyout for $500,000.
$4 million?
I hope to God we buy him
for a guy with a career OPS under like 670. Okay. Hold up. Everyone roll this back.
I mean, he had like, he only had like 11 at bats last year or something. I mean, he did good on him, but it's an 11 at bats, so I'm not expecting anything like that. Obviously,
I got an issue. I got an issue. Jacob Mrnjavec's OPS per OPS is 0.666.
Just fuck.
You gotta kill him. Fucking coming of Christ over here. We gotta kill him.
All right, go ahead, someone. Mrnjavec.
Hey, fuck.
I'm still Mets talking. Fan, so I experienced.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, been. Then you go. You keep doing what you do.
Okay.
Carson Rose compilation.
Okay. Anyways, continuing God, what I was saying.
Wait, so you guys are the second best outfielder in the Cubs now.
Jaime, shut the fuck up.
Okay. Shark, the signing was more for his defense and speed. But like I said, he had 11 at bats or something like that last year. He did good, but it's 11 at bats, so can't really expect that to carry on.
Bro, if he played the full 60 games, he could have won MVP.
God damn it. All right, Carson, go. Mr. Mets.
Bro, Astros legend. Okay, so.
I feel like I had the authority to talk about it first. We just signed with the Cubs.
Bro, the Mrnjavec signing is a Brody Van
Hyde moment.
Yeah, he traded away Blake Taylor, who had like a two, because the Astros like rubbed their magic off on him, and then he Mrnjavec played like 1 month with us. But anyways, I guess it's a good signing by the Cubs. It shows that the Mets clearly cannot make good trades.
Then I'm more ass.
Jake Mrnjavec's nickname is Big Fudge.
Yeah, that's cool. Marwin Gonzalez to the Red Sox.
Jake Mrnjavec, I'm surprised his nickname's not Fudge Pack.
Alright, anyway. I'm surprised his nickname isn't Well, I'll admit he has a pretty cool hair.
But Carson didn't even hear the joke.
Such a dick.
Yeah. Oh, and also, I'll give the Cubs an A for the signing because they actually have someone with cool hair on their team.
What?
Have you seen Rizzo's hair?
Yeah.
He looks like a fucking girl.
Like Zayden.
Like Michael Kopech.
What the fuck are you talking about, Carson?
Isn't he?
Like Giolito.
I don't Rizzo know. That's what I've seen with my own two eyes.
I call it cool hair.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
I mean, Rizzo.
What do you think, Zayden?
Not expected to go on this long.
Rizzo's like fucking my hair. Like,
well, it's a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty gay. Yeah,
bigger.
I mean, at least they can see with their hair.
I can see fuck ass.
Mason the ball cut like a mom.
What? Talking about hair and God, talking about baseball. Jesus Christ.
If Mason was a mom, he'd yell at a bunch of teenagers for no reason while his husband's cheating on him in Florida.
What is this conversation?
What is that?
Is that supposed to be an insult at me?
Okay. We can actually move on now. I'm sorry.
Are there any other signings? Well, the ones that just happened. But...
Jake McGee, the most.
We're talking about that.
No one even said anything. So just hurry up and go.
Can we talk about guys like
Carson? Talk about McGee for a second. Go. We already talked about fucking all this other shit.
Okay. Underrated signing. I like what the Giants GM for Hanzaidi. How he's like finding all these hidden gems out of nowhere. Well, he is good already, but he's done other good stuff. But anyways, $7 million in 2 years is a steal, especially since he had like what a 2.62 ERA. Even though there's more stats that show he's good, that's just what I know like off the top of my head. Just good signing overall. I like it. So move on.
Wait, are we talking? Are we going to be talking about Duval? Signing as well. We're gonna be talking about Duval signing too.
Chase Anderson. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, we're talking about. Go ahead and talk about Duval. We got more to talk
What?
All right.
Talk about Duvall.
Hold on, I'll be back. This one's calling
me. Like 1 year, $4.5 million or something.
Okay. What the fuck just happened? All right. 1 year.
Fuck, yeah, $4.5 million, something like that. Anyways, I think that's kind of a steal, to be honest. Well, I don't know what else to say. It's good signing. Ain't much really to say about
him. All right, I'll go next.
I think he's got good defense, but good power.
So are the Marlins better than the Mets again?
Probably not. One team actually has,
I don't know.
Just like
you added Lindor and Carrasco. Lindor wasn't even that great last year, and Carrasco. I mean,
he's better than Rosario, and it like, it's not fair to judge players off 60-game seasons
because then Yoan Moncada is bad. 2019 either, I don't think.
But that's how he is every year. I don't need a elite hitter.
I don't need everything. All right, so
not really. We were like the best offensive team. It's just that we were inconsistent. It's not good to
judge on a 60-game season.
Yeah.
I mean, in 2019, we were one of the best, but I don't think we were like top 10. We were just like not one of the best, but like we were
not
good.
One of the. You think one of the best, but you weren't top 10.
But I rephrase that.
Bullshit.
No, not really.
So you think the Mets are better than the Marlins?
Yeah, it's not even really a debate. Like the Phillies are better than the Marlins.
All right then. Jaime has made an exit again.
He said his dad needs help outside in 5 minutes.
One of us three. Jeez. All right, so we can talk about Mazzara to the Tigers.
Yeah, your favorite player.
You'll probably fucking kill the White Sox now.
That's a Zach Wheeler moment.
So, I guess I'll start. Mazzara, you sack of fuck. Let's see what he get. He only got fucking $1.75 million. All right, I think that's a good deal. He's like I said, he has potential, like he has fucking power, but he just like fucking. What is he like? 26? He's still 26, I think.
Yeah, he's what a big guy. Fuck? He's like 6'4".
Yeah, he's like 26 too. Yeah. So I still think he has potential, but at this fucking rate, who fucking knows? Yeah, he's 25. Like, he can still be. I like the signing for 1.75 million.
Wonder if he's going to hit 20 homers again. 20 or 19, whatever it was. Where he went like 3 or 4 years in a row.
Look up his fucking stats. He's never had a fucking WRC plus over like 95, I think.
He needs to get his shit together. He's played for two shitty teams. Now he's on his third shitty team.
Oh, fuck off. I just remember him hitting that fucking 500-foot bomb
Ronaldo.
Against the White Sox off of fucking Ronaldo Lopez. Yeah. Fucking second. Fuck.
Yeah, the Phillies should have signed him. He would play great.
But for... I think he's got potential, but... You know. Anybody got anything to say about Mazzara? Where the fuck is Jaime?
I don't know. I don't have anything to say. You said your part. I don't really know much about him besides that he played for the Rangers, White Sox, and he's not really good.
All right. I guess Billy Hamilton for a minute here.
Okay.
Billy Hamilton.
Former Cubs, so I'll go. There's not much to say, really.
Former Cubs, I'll go.
Well, I do want to mention about how he hit a home run off Aaron Bummer. Just want to put that out there.
That's such a bummer.
Bummer is a bum.
Aaron Bummer is a fucking great reliever, so you can piss off.
Well, not when he's pitching against Billy Hamilton's.
It happens.
Not the Billy Hamilton.
Well, not really the Billy Hamilton. Was that like one of the, that was like the last game of the season, wasn't yeah. it? Was that last weekend?
It was the last game.
That was fucking.
Oh, we shit on you guys. Crazy fucking fuck 10-1.
Didn't you almost say?
You guys almost blew the fucking lead.
Didn't you almost Sanchez?
We scored 10 runs.
Yeah, and you guys almost blew the lead.
Okay.
Too.
Still won. So.
And you guys got shit on by the Marlins like 3 days later. But
two games and people are calling it a sweep. That is ridiculous. Don't give me that bullshit. Quit calling it a sweep. It was two games.
I mean, you guys fucking... Didn't you guys...
And the Red Sox have signed Marwin Gonzalez.
Yeah, I said that earlier.
Oh, kind of like how I said the Billy Hamilton thing earlier. Okay, anyway.
No, I knew. I saw that.
All right, we can talk about Marwin now.
He repeated it.
Marwin Gonzalez, go ahead. Fuck.
Okay. I think, let's see, who's their second baseman?
Kike.
Oh, yeah. Well, the more they, okay, so is he going to platoon or just be a bench bat?
Let's see, so Marwin had one good season. It was 2017. I think we know what happened there.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Getting tired of hearing that.
The Astros are better than the White Sox.
He's never
He'll cry
about it. But in 2017, he had what did he say?
Astros are better than the White Sox.
And then he said, go cry about it.
Okay, so you think, listen here, fucker. Marwin Gonzalez has never had an OPS over 800, but he had one 907 in 2017. What do you think that's from?
I don't know. Cheating.
Maybe the Astros cheated, and maybe that's why he's better.
Let me look up his home road splits that year. But go talk while I do that.
Alright, well, first of all, I'm going to say fuck Carson for that dick comment. Mets still going to finish third in the division. They're still the Mets. Steve Cohen is a little prick.
That's cool.
Alright, so Marwin Gonzalez. I guess we'll fucking loop in Benintendi trade for this one. Fucking forgot about that.
Because he's the most average player in the league. Benintendi.
Wasn't he like a top like prospect at one point?
Yeah, they were saying he was supposed to be like really good.
But the Red Sox could have got fucking shitload more value. They fucking traded him earlier. Let's see. Fuck, he had an 830 OPS in 2018. But okay, he only played 14 games. Alright. So Benintendi, Carson, I guess you can say something.
Yeah, since I guess the Mets were involved, I guess it goes to me kinda.
Yeah.
I understand it for the Royals because they need a left-handed bat, and he's, like, young. He's, like, what, 26, right?
Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, then.
He's 26.
It's good for the Royals, but it's good for them. Let me finish. But, the Red Sox got who? Like, Franchi Cordero or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, but... He sounds like he sucks.
He hit some massive home run a couple of years
ago. Yeah, he's got fucking pop.
I can't remember who it was against. But...
Okay, he's never played more than 40 games in a season.
I just remember is one massive home run he hit.
So he could be
okay, so
good,
here
actually.
I found it. Marwin Gonzalez on the road in 2017. At a 932 OPS, a 396 WOBA, and a 150 WRC+. 416 OBP.
You said that was that home run on the road. All right, maybe it wasn't the cheating that did happen. I'm not. Listen, I wasn't even the one who's a dick about the cheating. That's Jaime. So.
Oh, so that's why he's left. That's why he left.
I mean, he used to be.
fucking paint. That fucking comment. All right, fuck Benintendi. Mason, go ahead, I guess.
Well, Benintendi is, like I said, probably the most average player there is.
Probably the widest player in baseball.
God damn it. Okay, anyway. Okay. He definitely has potential to turn things around and become a good player again. But I guess for the Royals, I don't really see the point of doing that anyway, because no, they're not going anywhere.
Okay, but they need a left hand.
Hey, the Royals are a lot better.
Hmm?
The Royals are a lot better.
The Tigers? Well, that's not hard to do.
They might. Oh, fuck. I'm not going to say that. That would
say it. I guess it was the Mets. You were about to say the Mets.
I almost said they're about to be better than the Indians.
No,
White Sox fan moment.
Royals have, like, at least the Indians have good pitching. I like the Royals.
I hate the Royals more than I hate the Indians anyway.
So. Why?
I don't really hate the Indians.
So you're going to say I hate the Indians more than you do?
Brad Miller is in contract negotiations with the Phillies.
Well, I hate the Twins. I hate the Royals, and then I hate the Indians.
I mean, your least favorite team in the league is the Cubs. We all know that.
No, it's the Twins. Easy.
I'd assume the Mets are probably on there now.
They're fucking rising up the list. Because I didn't hate the D-backs until fucking Jaime and Buddy came along.
Such pricks.
So, average player. So was Francy Cordero, like, a good prospect at some point or something?
I'm not sure.
I mean, I'm just fucking looking at the stats. He's never played more than 40 games in a season. So he could be good, actually, if he fucking stays healthy.
All I've seen him do is hit that one big home run. I don't know.
I have something to say.
Of course.
Bro.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so. Yes, I'm hearing people saying, oh, this doesn't make sense for not contending. Well, he's young and they need a left-handed bat, and I guess they didn't want to spend money, even though they've been spending a bit too much money for a rebuilding team on free agents.
Yeah, they better not extend Salvador Perez.
Oh yeah, they're gonna extend him, but let
that's a mistake.
Soler walk. Actually, Perez is gonna get overpaid by the Cardinals.
Perez is the most overrated catcher in the game.
Yeah,
and of course the shit that we're about to talk about is the shit that Jaime actually brought up and wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
So I guess we can start with the report that they're fucking modifying the fucking
balls. Oh yeah, I remember.
So I'll defer to one of you two.
Well, I haven't read much about it other than the title, but. Judging by that,
Kit Giles to the Mariners.
Yep, saw that.
Just got the alert.
Yeah, I turned on my Twitter notifications, and I can say it's been good.
Okay.
All right. So, before I
we start with Giles or the
just fucking talk. Well, I kind of want fucking Jaime to be back for this.
He said he'd be back in 5 minutes, 15 minutes ago. I don't know what he's doing.
All right, Ken Giles. You can talk about Ken Giles.
I like Ken Giles. I think he's he's been pretty underrated these last couple of years. Like, he's been, what, he come off Tommy John or something, but.
But he won't be ready till 2022. Like.
Okay. But.
No, I'm just saying. I was just pointing that out for the fucking list.
Okay, right? Man. Anyway. He's been one of the underrated relievers. There was at one point when people liked him a lot and knew him, but then he had, what year was it? Nah, he didn't do good.
2018, I think.
Yeah, it's 2018.
Yeah, then he got traded for some reason.
Definitely a bounce back candidate. So, keep an eye on him. I think it's a good signing. Well, yeah. The Mariners suck, so.
Well, they have a bright future since, you know, the Mets helped them out a bit. Yeah, that's. We basically just sell off our entire team to them.
Yeah, but isn't Giles like 30?
30 isn't that old. It's like when it's like 33 was once you have to start like worrying about stuff.
Okay, but say a bright future, and I don't think
I'm talking. Okay, huh? But I think after this year they'll be contenders.
Contenders after
contenders.
This, what?
What? Like not playoff contenders, but like you know how what? The Blue Jays like what? They became good kind of.
Contenders for what?
Not a World Series. Oh my god!
You just like not playoff contenders, but contenders like.
I don't know. Basically, they have a lot of good prospects coming up. So.
But those. We don't know if those prospects exactly. Will be good right away. So.
I mean, two of them are from the Mets, so they have to be good.
Dude, Jaime said he's not coming back.
Dick. All right, we're done with Ken Giles.
Yeah, good signing, I guess.
All right, we got two more things to talk about. So we need to hurry up before there's more fucking signings happening. God damn. All right, so MLB modifying the ball. Go ahead.
Well, like I said, I didn't read into it. I just saw the title, so I don't know what it's all about. Something about... trying to stop all the so many home runs, something like that. But like, aren't baseballs? Home runs are most exciting part of baseball to some people. Actually, a lot of people, probably most. Yeah,
like anyway. Everybody, because everybody's a casual. Yeah,
but. Trying to lower the amount of home runs is not going to help for the sport itself, but not exactly the sport itself. You know what I mean? Like bringing in viewers. If you're having less home runs, you aren't going to have as many people watching the full games because there's not going to be home
runs. Yeah, because the casuals are a bunch of fuckers who only like home runs and appreciate pitching.
I like pitching. I
mean, they've had 3 years to do this, and they just sat around. So, don't know why they just decided to do it now. I mean, because since they suck off Tatis so much, they want him to hit so many home runs. So, I don't get it. All
right. Carson, go ahead.
Okay, so, yeah, like Mason said, I guess you all said I don't really get the point of this because it just takes away most of the viewers because people love home runs and don't appreciate like pitching or like a person like when Lucas Giolito threw a no hitter. I'm pretty sure there were some people like, oh, I don't care about this. It's not hitting or anything, or just in general.
Yeah, I mean, those are a bunch of fucking casuals.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyways, all I have to say is that's stupid. Why they're lowering the home runs.
Alright, yeah, I have fucking, you know, I have family, you know. They say, baseball's boring, because they don't fucking score, and the percentages are so low.
Oh.
So that's why I'm so pissed about the casuals. Fucking don't appreciate the game itself, you know. How about you fucking step up there and fucking hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball?
Hardest thing to do in all sports.
Yep, it is. So this might drive down ratings because people are stupid in this world, but yeah. Honestly, I don't know why the fuck they're doing it. Honestly, I don't see why. Like, who's upset about this? The pitchers?
I don't know. Well, they shouldn't be if it's supposed to bring down the number of home runs.
No, like, who's upset that the ball was so fucking, like...
Oh. Probably.
The pitcher's just a bunch
of... So, no, goddamn well, the fans aren't going to complain about home runs.
All right, the next thing we'll talk about is the fucking PA and MLB keeping the worst rules and getting rid of the best ones.
Yeah, for some reason.
So I guess we'll start with these.
Well, it's bullshit. Myself, when they said they were bringing the DH in 2020, at first I didn't like it. I was used to no DH, and I liked watching the pitchers go up and get hits once in a while. I like Jake Arrieta hitting a home run off the White Sox, you know, stuff like that. But, okay, so I didn't like it at first, but I did like it at the end. Fucking. And now I was begging for it to come back, and then they decided to be pricks. So, they don't bring back DH, but they're bringing back 7-inning doubleheaders and runner on second in extra bait, or in extra innings.
Fucking bullshit.
Like, it doesn't make sense. Nobody wants those rules. They're the worst.
At least they got rid of the bullshit playoffs.
That's one good thing cool. They did this offseason. That's it.
All right.
So, Carson, go ahead.
So, as a Mets fan with the Mets' defensive struggles, I'm really mad about this because now Dominic Smith has to play left field. But at least now I get to watch Syndergaard and DeGrom hit, who are actually good at hitting. Rare, like, not good, but, like, they're fun to watch, basically. Yeah, pitcher hitting is fun to watch. That's rare, like, extremely. Anyways, it's just stupid. That's all I have to say. And I'm aware of all the other rules that they're...
All right, so when we're talking about like making the game more fun and more people watching it, like what is a pitcher hitting gonna like? The percentage is so low of a pitcher like getting a hit. Like I don't know the percentages, but they're low. They're obviously low. Pitchers pitch, but another thing is they fucking. The MLB dragged their feet the whole offseason, didn't fucking tell anybody they were going to have a DH or not, so people didn't know whether to sign a fucking DH or not. That's all I have to say. All right, is that it?
Are we having another segment for, like, can I bring my guest tonight, or?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe.
Mike, tell me.
All right.
Wait. We gotta talk about the projected standings.
Oh yeah, shit. All right. What was it from again?
Prospectus, whatever.
It's a bunch of shit. bunch of horseshit. Go ahead. Read them off.
Let okay, the so I'll just read them all off.
It's probably going to be
the... Starting with the American League. The AL East, they have the Yankees at 97-65. Then the Rays, the Blue Jays, Red Sox, Orioles, not bad. AL Central, they got the Twins, the Indians, and the White Sox, and the Royals and Tigers. AL West, they got the Astros, the Angels, the A's, and they have the A's at 80-82, and the Angels at 87-85, which is, I don't know. Then the Mariners and Rangers. In the National League, this is where all the bullshit is, most of it at least. NL East, they have the Mets at 96-66.
Yep. At best, we're like a second place team at best, but that's like all.
Wait, so the Mets are going to like win the same number of games as the Yankees? Yeah,
that yeah, no, sense. That's. I have a better chance of winning $1 million than that happening.
Okay, in second place, they have the Nationals at 85-77, which is an 11-game gap.
What's a retirement home doing in second place? I'm just kidding. Don't hurt me. It's a joke.
Okay, it's then, just a joke. Then the Phillies in third and right the next. Braves in fourth place.
Yeah, that's stupid.
The Braves, who almost beat the world champion.
82 and 80. Braves
should be first.
The Braves were up 3-1 on the Dodgers. This is ridiculous. This is asinine.
And the Marlins, fifth place. Yeah, it's happening anyway.
Now, the Marlins are better than the Mets.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna skip to the NL West. So the NL West, they have the Dodgers in first, Padres in second, obviously. And then for some reason, they got the D-backs in third at 79-83.
Yeah. Giants are better.
I don't know how they have the D-backs having four more wins than the Giants. But anyway, and they have the Rockies. Also pointing out, they have the Rockies having a worse season than the Pirates, which I don't think will happen. Pirates have jack shit. The Rockies still have.
Well, I mean, of course, the Bucks dugout. You know, the best team in history.
They have Chad Kuhl, Key Brian Hayes, and Jacob Stallings.
Like, the Rockies, they're not going to be good, but they still have, like, Story and Blackman and Marquez.
Blackman's overrated.
He's a hell of a lot better than Gregory Polanco. Okay.
Yeah.
This is more bullshit. Going to the NL Central now. They have the Brewers at first with 89 wins. The Cubs at second at 85. The Cardinals third, 81 wins. The Reds fourth, 79-83. And the Pirates dead last, obviously. 61-101. They have the Rockies 60-102, which I don't think will happen anyway. The Brewers? The Brewers? 89 Ooh. Wins for the Brewers.
Yeah. What they have the Cardinals? 81. How many games they have the Cardinals winning? In third place?
Yeah.
Third place?
Cardinals are a second place team.
All right. So I think the most
also the Cardinals are overrated. Yep.
Yeah.
A shitty fan base as well.
The Braves.
Why does also think something Angels else I wanted to point out. So there's a big Brizzo and Goldenado debate going on. I just think it's funny how Steamer in 2021 projects Bryant and Rizzo to have a higher combined war than Goldschmidt and Arenado. Yeah, that's the dumbest fucking nickname. It should be.
It should be Washed Aldo.
It doesn't even catch your eye. or whatever catcher. It's not a catchy nickname. That's what I'm saying. It's stupid.
Like, it doesn't sound cool. It sounds like something my math teacher made up.
It's just a cringe. Just like, you know, but Cardinals fans made it up, so, you know, I'm not surprised the least bit. Just like the city.
So it's a boring nickname.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. All right, is that it? All right, fuck. Guess fucking reminded me that next week we're fucking doing
Well, I didn't know about this.
Remember that.
Oh, I already have mine in my notes.
I said still next
everything. I just need pitchers.
I haven't decided if we want to do, like, position player ranks or just fucking rank them all.
I'd do position players, like, one, like, not all lists, but, like, I'd say, like, what, two? Like, catcher and first base.
So you don't just, like, want to rank all the position players together and all the pitchers together? You want to rank them by position?
Yeah, that, I don't, that's, like, too complicated to do, like, because I haven't figured all that stuff out yet.
What do you mean?
Because I have to dig through all the sabermetrics and, like... And...
So you want to do by position, like top five first baseman, top five second?
Yeah.
All right,
We're starting that next week?
And then the week after... Yeah, because we won't have shit to talk about. There's not going to be, like, any signings or anything. Probably not any trades.
It might be trades. And then the
week after that... We're starting one division a week for predictions. So.
Oh boy. This is just gonna be a Mets roasting, the NL East one.
And when we do the fucking.
You guys are gonna be pricks with the NL Central.
I actually like the White Sox because they're like, because some of their players are fun to watch, but I just, some of their fans are like, not you, you're cool, but like, just like some of them.
Dude, okay, I want to talk about. He thinks Andrew Vaughn could put up similar numbers to Nelson Cruz in 2021, which is a ridiculous take, no matter how much of a hot take it is.
Said
I said no matter how
he said extremely hot
it is ridiculous. He's stupid.
Mike's funny sometimes, but he's kind of a dumb.
He literally posted boots his mom got him. Like that's not something you post if you want to be cool.
Guy's like 21 years old.
You're dick.
And his mom buy him boots. Like a fucking loser.
Okay, I'm not being you. Don't call me that, but because like that's just weird. Like that's just a weird thing to post.
The guys, does he even have a job? Right. Like so he's on Twitter so much.
He's in college.
Probably.
He's graduating this year.
And what's he studying?
He is a weird looking motherfucker.
Probably.
All right.
He's probably majoring in gender studies.
What the?